Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here. It's Tuesday, the 14th of October, 2014. And this is my audio blog. I recorded a boo yesterday while I was talking about Keep Britain Tidy. I did... Later on that day, I did come across a packet of crisps in the kitchen at work. There's a man who comes around selling sandwiches and packets of crisps. So while my colleague was purchasing some crisps himself, I surreptitiously had a look at the backs of the crisp packets. Well, no, the back of one crisp packet. Kind of a Walker's, I think it was, Walker's crisps. Cheese and onion flavour, blue packet. And, they have the Keep Britain Tidy kind of logo, sort of, there. The arrangement of the symbols was the same, so there was a bin and there was a piece of litter and there was a man, and they were all in the same positions, but the man was a lot more figurative than symbolic, like it was on the boo art from yesterday's boo. So I don't know whether they're not allowed to use that original logo anymore, and they've had to vary it to try and avoid having to pay licences or something, or whether people were just too stupid these days to recognise that symbol as being a person, and therefore they have to make it more figurative, make it look more like a person. So that people will recognise that that's the message that's being conveyed. Don't know about that. Anyway. Sorry. That boo I recorded yesterday had some blank bits in it, which was a bit annoying, really. There's bits of the audio where I just went completely silent. My lovely wife Jane Twen asked whether it's an artifact of me using the new app, a beta version of the Audio Boom app. It's 4.0.275, I think, might be 76. But anyway, I don't think it was that. I think it was more likely because I had quite a low amount of space on my phone when I recorded that boo. So, I thought what I'd do today is record another boo and... again, switch on location services. I should do that really, shouldn't I? I'll have to do that before I publish it. Record a boo, make sure it's about the same length, about 8 minutes, and see whether I get similar dropouts. That's what I'm going to do. What am I going to talk about? I could talk about the traffic. It's closing down to 40 limit. Oh well. On the plus side, if I do end up pulling to a standstill, then at least I'll be able to then switch on location services on my audio boot to... make sure it's geotagged. The other thing I think I might have done was was stopped and resumed. Hang on, which lane do I want? I think I want a left-hand lane, actually, because I'm on that road. Yes. Oh, and that blooming mirrors. That mirror needs to be pushed back into position. That's the other thing I can do if I get to stop, is I can push that side mirror, door mirror, back into the right position. Well, luckily, I've selected a lane which is going to a road which is coming off this orbital motorway that I'm on, and so therefore I think I get to go a bit faster than the other lanes. Yeah, what's all this with the Peugeot 308? I just wonder what they were going to do when the Peugeot 308 came to the end of its life, and that they would then be looking to make it the 309, because they always increment the model numbers by one, don't they? You had the Peugeot 205, and then that became the 206, and then the 207, and the latest one of those is the 208. And at the same time, the same sort of timelines were the 305, I remember, when I was a kid. And the 306 came out. I had one of those. Unfortunately, I crashed it into a BMW. And then the 307 came out, and I had one of those. Well, I still got one of those. And then the 308 came out. The 308 came out at the same time-ish as the 207, I think. Oh, I don't know. But anyway, there's already been a 309. Because I remember there was a 309. After the 305, there was a 309. And then they went down back to 306. So I always wondered what was going to happen when it got to 308, and that was going to come to the end of its life. But now they've shown their hand, and they've just said, right, it's just going to carry on being the 308 now. What? Oh, that just breaks everything for me. Now I don't know what's going on. Oh, dear. So what's that all about, everybody? On Audio Boo, why is there a 308 version 2 that looks completely different? That's not... That breaks the rules. That breaks the rules. See, I knew I'd find something to talk about. I don't know why. I always manage to find something to talk about. But there it is. Okay. Right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. It's about just over 8 minutes now. So thanks, everyone, for listening. And speak to you again soon. Toodle-boo. Oh, I forgot to mention. This boo, just before I recorded it, the iPhone was showing 0 bytes available on the phone. So it should be pretty darn low on the amount of free space on the phone. Toodle-boo.